Google's Pixel Slate combines the best of a tablet and a laptop. What's going on? I'm Rich DeMuro. This is Rich on Tech. Google recently unveiled a new device called the Pixel Slate. It's a tablet that becomes a laptop once you snap it into a specially designed keyboard cover, and it also has a stylus. Sound familiar? Well, Pixel Slate combines aspects of the iPad Pro, Microsoft Surface, and a Chromebook all into one. I went hands-on with the device at Google's Made by Google launch event earlier this month in New York City, and although I personally dream of having an all-in-one device like this that would let me go from productivity on the plane to Netflix before bed, I'm a rare use case scenario since I edit a lot of video on the go, and I rely on a MacBook Pro for that, but the Pixel Slate is a good contender if you're doing mostly business stuff like email and spreadsheets, then want to unwind a bit with a tablet to read or watch video. I talked to Matt Vaccone, Product Manager Director at Google, about why a two-in-one.
We see a lot of people very interested in, you know, as your life blends together more between work and play, more and more hybrid type of devices are coming out, and people want the flexibility both in the operating system as well as in the hardware itself for getting work done sometimes or just kicking back and watching a movie at times. So we're really focused on two main things: is the brilliant display and front-firing speakers, so that entertainment experience, but then bringing Chrome OS into a full tablet experience so you can actually use it to get work done as well as using all your favorite apps.
Pixel Slate is thin and sleek. It has a substantial feel though when you pick it up. It's 7 millimeters thick and 1.6 pounds heavy. The display is just over 12 inches and it does take up most of the front of the device. It's also a really clear screen. The Pixel Slate runs a more touch optimized version of Chrome OS and you can run Android apps too.
It's actually the same operating system as what's on all Chromebooks as what's on Pixelbook, but we now have it. We've really enhanced it to be used on a touch screen. There's actually a long journey we've been on to bring great touch support into there, all the great applications as well. So it's actually the same experience. And what's really cool when you try out the device, when you're holding it as a tablet, you know, it looks like a traditional tablet experience. And then when you pop it into the keyboard, it looks just like a typical Chromebook experience.
Important to know, Pixel Slate also runs a full version of the Chrome web browser. This is key. You're not limited to mobile versions of sites, and you can install all of your favorite extensions just like you would on the desktop. Now, you're still going to be making some compromises with a device like this, but as technology and software gets more advanced in this form factor, we're making less of them.
We don't think it's true anymore in what we've done with Pixel Slate, and that was a key thing. We wanted to have no compromise that you could actually get down to one device that you really need to use. And so that's why it was important to have a great keyboard option, full productivity operating system, you know, not something that's kind of a phone operating system really trying to stretch up. And also for your personal time, having all the great application supports.
The keyboard doubles as a folio case. That's a $200 add-on. It has rounded keys and in my limited hands-on time felt very comfortable and easy to type on. Very unlike my MacBook Pro, which I don't like what Apple did to the keyboard this time around. The keys don't move very much. I'm always making mistakes and it is super duper loud.
We're really, really proud of the Pixel Slate keyboard, that folio, and how awesome the keyboard is. Our team takes a lot of pride in being geeks about keyboards. We made an awesome keyboard in Pixelbook. We brought that into a folio, so it just feels great. It's super quiet. We call them hush keys. Yes. So we think being very, very quiet and a good feel. So we're really, really proud of the work that we did there.
Pixel Slate has a camera on both the front and the back, as well as front-firing speakers. There's also a USB-C port on each side of the tablet. And the power button is also a fingerprint scanner to unlock the device.
So the two cameras we put on, and really the front one is one we really focus on for a very, very wide field of view. Because everyone's using these devices, like me and my family, to do a video chat. And it's annoying, like at least my sons need to cram in around me, what my wife needs to cram in. So we really went for having a very, very wide field of view. And then Duo is launching on Chrome OS at the same time as we're announcing Pixel Slate. And they really took advantage of this for a great video chat experience. And then the back camera, a lot of the similar things we've learned from the Pixel phone camera, we've implemented into our camera as well. So that's why on the tablet, you can actually now take photos, when you take a photo on a tablet, in portrait mode.
Okay, but what about battery life?
Battery life, we're really excited. We're at 12 hours of battery life, and you know that was our main goal of ours, to get full all day. Because if you're going to carry on one device and with the versatility of your life, we really, really wanted great long battery life. So we're really proud that we've hit 12 hours.
Safety and security, always a big benefit of Chromebooks, and that extends to the Pixel Slate. It's going to boot up fast. The software is always up to date automatically, and there's no worry about viruses. One funny thing, there was a lot of talk about this secure enclave chip Google calls Titan M. It has a fancy name, but Matt says they actually had it in last year's devices too.
Security has always been a core tenet of Chrome OS. You know, antivirus is built in, the operating system automatically updates in the background. That's why it's really getting a lot of great traction across a lot of user segments, is that security. And so we have a Titan security chip. We actually had it in a Pixelbook last year as well. And it's the same chip we're actually using in Pixel Slate this year to really lock down a bunch of your core data and keep it on device in a very, very protected way.
And when I asked Matt about the biggest challenges in creating a device like the Pixel Slate, I got a little insight into Google and how it works. Keep in mind, this is a software company first and foremost, and not even apps really and things like that, but really search technology, coding. So doing hardware is a bit different from what Google is typically used to versus, say, Apple, which is a leader in marrying hardware and software to work together. Google is definitely getting better at it. You can see that evidenced in their hardware like the Pixel, but you can tell they are learning from past experiences where things might not have lined up. Keep in mind, Google designs its software to run on devices from a wide variety of manufacturers, whereas Apple is only concerned about how something runs on their devices. So that definitely presents a challenge for a company like Google.
Biggest challenge is always, what's great about working the hardware part of Google is, you know, we get a chance to represent all of Google in our product and kind of ship all of Google. But that's, you know, big ambitious goals that we had. We had a hardware effort. Chrome OS had this very, very large effort to really bring out a great touch-oriented experience. The assistant team did a lot of work. The Duo team did a lot of work to really optimize the great wide field of view camera that we have on the front. So it's a coordination of all these awesome teams at Google aiming for a day like today to announce all of our work. So it's probably, you know, it's what's so cool about getting to do this work at Google, but it's also a big challenge just to orchestrate all these teams to land everything at the exact same time.
Like I said earlier, I would love to have a two-in-one device. I find myself not wanting to take both a laptop and a phone and a tablet on business travel. Then when I'm on personal travel, I want a tablet for the entertainment value, but it's nice to have a laptop in case I want to get some real work done. And a device like the Pixel Slate definitely solves this dilemma. But with me, I am editing video, which is getting easier on tablets and devices like this, thanks to apps like Adobe Premiere Rush. But I don't think we're there just yet. But if you're a business person that doesn't require highly specialized apps for your line of work, and you do mostly web-based stuff, this is sort of perfect.
A lot of people who want just a great, awesome Google experience, you know, we haven't really focused on the tablet space the last few years. So now there's a lot of users out there who really want, you know, the full G Suite, Google Play Store experience. You know, types of users. You see, you know, a lot of kids who have grown up going, you know, on their Chromebooks are now getting older and buying their own devices. So that's a great set of users we think about there. And then, you know, a busy on-the-go professional that needs to have something thin, light that they're carrying around, but also if they're on the road, want to be able to watch, you know, content on things like that. So those are probably two users I'd highlight.
Finally, one more fun feature for the Road Warrior. The Peloton app is going to launch on Android with the Pixel Slate later this year. If you're not familiar with Peloton, this is sort of a live and on-demand spinning class. The bike is several thousand dollars, so the fact that you can just fire up the Pixel Slate and take a class on there is pretty cool.
They'll launch this later this year. They've announced that it's coming soon. And so, yeah, when you're on the road, just go into the hotel gym, put Pixel Slate right in front of the bike, and then get your workout in.
There you have it, Google's Pixel Slate going on sale later this year. And yes, you can adjust the folio cover to any angle you want. The device starts at $600, then add another $200 for the keyboard and another $100 for the pen. You're looking at close to $1,000 for a device that functions as a tablet and a laptop. You can see more of the Pixel Slate on my website, richontech.tv. I've got the hands-on demo there, or just look for the link in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening to the show. I'm Rich DeMiro. I'll talk to you real soon.